A big question mark is placed on the spreadsheet of the Portland Public Schools 2006-2007 budget. As the forecast for Portland Public Schools continues to look gloomy, two groups continue the fight to protect certain schools from losing any more classes. One of the groups, the Neighborhood Schools Alliance, is out to notify parents and supporters of Portland schools that alternative plans should be considered to support the schools. Their main focus is that the school board arrange a budget that cuts certain programs equally amongst all workers and students in the district. Included in their plan is a 10% pay cut for all employed by the Portland Public Schools. The other group is working closer with the Portland Public Schools to figure out a strategy plan. Cindy Young is from the Neighborhood Schools Alliance. She's concerned the Portland Public Schools will outright close schools and not re-examine a scaled-back school system.
Well, I think that the lack of funding, I mean, of course, it would indicate that there would be more school closures. We feel, as far as we're concerned, they would have closed schools anyway. They have an agenda and I would say a master list of school closures. They're trying to be more efficient and they think that closing all the neighborhood schools will make them so. So, yes, I do believe that this will be something they say that, well, we don't have the money, we have to close neighborhood schools, but I think that was in the works anyway, so I'm not surprised.
The major test for the Portland Public Schools is the reliance on the tax levies, which limped the district through the last two school years by adding a Multnomah County, known as the I-Tax, on its residents, a tax that's now become very unpopular. Sarah Carlin Ames is communications director at Portland Public Schools. She believes the school budget can work with the help of groups such as HOPE, helping out public education.
I've been going both as a parent and as a representative of the school district to the HOPE meetings, three or four of them in the last month. And, you know, our COO has been going and Vicki Phillips and our board chairs have been going. You know, I don't think there is any conflict between HOPE and our school board. And, in fact, we are, you know, tremendously appreciative of their work as, you know, a broad and positive force of parents in our community. And I think that we are doing all we can to support them as they help to develop solutions with us, an incredibly strong partnership.
The pressure is great on the school district. How can it satisfy parents of children enrolled in the schools when it's faced with slashing popular programs and receiving feedback from groups like the Neighborhood Schools Alliance? Sarah Carlin Ames feels the Portland Public Schools is doing its best to work with the community.
We are going to manage our way through this and continue to work as hard as we can to provide a world-class education to our kids. And we're going to do everything we can, and this is the school board's firm commitment, to protect our teachers and our school days and protect the experience of those kids in the classroom. Active people pulling for us out there.
However, the Neighborhood Schools Alliance feels the economics of the districts plays a role in the decisions made, such as Jefferson High. In addition to pay cuts, the Neighborhood Schools Alliance has unveiled an idea that they feel in theory is unpopular, but a necessity to keep schools open, cutting a day out of the school week. That choice doesn't work with the Portland Public Schools and other school groups such as HOPE. All groups and parents do agree on the issue of state funding. Salem is not doing enough to fulfill their commitment to schools in Portland. Whatever the outcome of the decisions made by the Portland Public Schools over the 2006-2007 budget, one thing can be determined. Classes will surely be more crowded and money will be tight to function for another year. The Neighborhood Schools Alliance can be reached at its Yahoo group, groups.yahoo.com, group NSA News. And Help Out Public Education can be reached at 503-239-0606. I'm Doug Weedy, KBOO News.